Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, February 23rd, 2019. This is lesson 272, chapter 58, entitled Lazarus Comfort, part 7. Opening hymn to our theme is entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, and if any one of the dear brethren would like to join in the hymn, you can unmute your mic.
Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. Dislike for a look at the Savior, a life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He pass and we follow Him there. O'er us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, you can unmute your mic, dear one.
If you all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our past experience. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without even knowing. We thank you for letting us be able to have another, thank you for letting us be able to come together again and to learn and learn another scripture study. We pray that you may be able to let us keep on cherishing every lesson that we learn and read of. Let us be able to also keep on being faithful unto Thee no matter where we are, no matter what happens. Let us be able to keep on being faithful unto Thee no matter where we are, no matter what we do. We pray also that You may be able to let us keep on showing mercy and compassion and love. I pray also that You may be able to let us be let's be confident in knowing that You're always there to help us in any situation, no matter how easy or tough it is. Also pray that you may be able to let us keep on remembering every lesson that we learn and even use it when we're outside doing things that we usually do or your works especially. We also pray that you may be able to, keep us safe and keep us healthy and keep on letting us making wise decisions, choices. We pray that you may be able to help may the people who haven't known about you yet learn that they may choose to follow thee instead of what they desire themselves. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is our prayer. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 40 from the King James Version, and it reads, Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? This summer, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled Lazarus Comfort in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, you can unmute your mic.
John chapter 11, verse 41, John 11, 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. John chapter 11, verse 42. And I knew that thou hearest me always, because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen.
John 11:43. When he thus had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. John 11:44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound on about like a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, Loose him, and let him go. John 11:35. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. John 11:46. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So today we will cover pages 535 through 536. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 535. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, you can unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 4, page 535. Christ reproved Martha, but his words were spoken with the utmost gentleness. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Why should you doubt in regard to my power? Why reason in opposition to my requirements? You have my word. If you will believe, you shall see the glory of God. Natural impossibilities cannot prevent the work of the omnipotent one. Skepticism and unbelief are not humility. Implicit belief in Christ's word is true humility, true self-surrender.
Desire of Ages, page 535. Take ye away the stone. Christ could have commanded the stone to remove, and it would have obeyed his voice. He could have been the angels who were close by his side to do this. At his bidding, invisible hands would have removed the stone, but it was to be taken away by human hands. Thus Christ would show that humanity is to cooperate with divinity. What human power can do, divine power is not summoned to do. God does not dispense with man's aid. He strengthens him, cooperating with him as he uses the powers and capabilities given him. Desire of Ages, page 535, paragraph 3. And on the bottom slide, it said, For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. 1 Corinthians 5:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast,
immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. Let us continue, and that was 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 from the King James. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, so even our guests, those that are listening on the phone. What can natural impassibility prevent, and what isn't and is true humility? And why did Christ allow the stone to be taken away by human hands? If you know the answer to this question, please unmute your mic, dear one.
The work of the
omnipotent
one and
skepticism
and unbelief are not humility,
implicit
belief in Christ's word is true humility, true self, and thus Christ worship.
Self-what?
Surrender, and thus Christ would show that humility is to the cooperate with
dignity. Break the word up and say it.
Divinity.
Good job. Yes, Dalila, let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 33, verses 6 to 9. Amen. The scripture song was taken from the scripture song singer in the section Pillar of Our Faith. And let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 535. If anyone of the dear family would like to take this following paragraph, unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 535. The command is obeyed, the stone is rolled away, everything is done openly and deliberately, and are given a chance to see that no deception is practiced. There lies the body of Lazarus in its rocky grave, cold and silent in death. The cries of the mourners are hushed, surprised and expectant. They stand around the sepulchre, waiting to see what is to follow. Desire of Ages, page 535, paragraph 4.
Calmly Christ stands before the tomb. A sacred solemnity rests upon all present. Christ steps closer to the scepter, lifting his eyes to heaven. He says, Father, I thank you that thou hast heard me. Not long before this, Christ's enemies had accused him of blasphemy and had taken up stones to cast at him because he claimed to be the Son of God. They accused him of performing miracles by the power of Satan. But here, Christ claims God as his Father and with perfect confidence declares that he is the Son of God.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What words did Christ say as he stood lifting his eyes to heaven? And what two things did his enemy accuse him of? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, you can unmute your mic.
The answer is the Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And they had accused him of blasphemy because he claimed to be the Son of God and also performed miracles by the power of Satan.
Continue in the reading. God bless you, everyone. In all that he did, Christ was cooperating with his Father. Even he had been careful to make it evident that he did not work independently. It was by the faith and prayer that he wrought his miracle. Christ desired all to know his relationship with his Father. And the Father, he said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages, page 536. And I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of that, the people which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Here the disciple, the people were to be given most convincing evidence in regard to the relationship existing between Christ and God. They were to be shown that Christ's claim was not a deception. Desire Ages 536, paragraph 1. Amen. Alright, dear sis. Question, boys and girls. By what did Christ perform his miracles? And what did he say? And why did the people need to hear what he said? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic. And welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in.
The answer is it was by faith and prayer. Christ desired all to know his relationship with his Father. He said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 28 to 29, and also verse 50 on the King James Version. And you have margin of chapter 6, 57, 8, 50, and 7, 18.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. The Father hath not left me alone. The very Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. And I seek the final glory. There is one that seeketh and treasureth. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. But no one righteousness is in him. No one righteousness is in him. When we have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do not need of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me. me alone. For I do always those things that please God. John chapter 3:6-7.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 536. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 536. And when he was thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. His voice, clear and penetrating, pierces the ear of the dead. As he speaks, divinity flashes through humanity. In his face, which is lighted up by the glory of God, the people see the assurance of his power. Every eye is fastened on the entrance of the cave. Every ear is bent to catch the slightest sound. With intense and painful interest, all wait for their test of Christ's divinity. The evidence that is to be substantiate his claim to be the Son of God, or to extinguish the hope forever.
Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, those that are listening over the phone. What happened when Jesus cries with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth? And how did the people see the assurance of his power? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
The answer is his voice, clear and penetrating, pierces the ear of the dead. As he speaks, divinity flashes through humanity, and in his face, which is lighted up by the glory of God. Desire of Ages, page 536, continuing. There is a stir in the silent tomb, and he who is dead stands at the door of the sepulchre. His movements are impeded by the great clothes in which he was laid away, and Christ says to the astonished spectators, loose him and let him go. Again, they are shown that the human worker is to cooperate with God. It's like, peace.
Humanity is to work for humanity. Lazarus is set free. And stands before company, not as one emaciated from disease and with feeble, tottering limbs, but as a man in the prime of life and in the vigor of a noble manhood. His eyes beam with intelligence and with love for his Savior. He cast himself in adoration at the feet of Jesus.
Amen. Question, everyone. How did Christ again show how the human worker is to cooperate with God? And did Lazarus stand before the company emaciated by disease with feeble, tottering limbs? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
The answer is Christ says to the astonished spectators, loosen them, let them go. Humanity is to work for humanity, and no, but as a man in the prime of life and in the vigor of a noble manhood, his eyes beam with intelligence and with love for his Savior.
We are in Desire of Ages, page 536. We apologize, that was the dog kind of walking around. If any one of the dear family would like to text the next paragraph, and you can like him.
And continuing, the beholders are at first speechless with amazement. Then there follows an inexpressible scene of rejoicing and thanksgiving. The sisters receive their brother back to life as the gift of God, and with joyful tears, they brokenly express their thanks to the Savior. But while brother, sisters, and friends are rejoicing in their reunion, Jesus withdraws from the scene when they look for the life giver. He is not to be found. Desire of Ages, page 536, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question. What were the reactions of the beholders at first and what followed after? And what way did the sister receive their brother back to life, and where did Jesus go? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, unmute your mic.
The beholders are at first speechless with amazement. Then were their followers in inexpressible receive their brother back to life as a gift of God. With joyful tears, they brokenly express their thanks to the Savior, and he withdraws from the scene.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Well, we have came to the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
All right, this is February the 23rd of 2019, and our story is about to confess Christ. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. 1 John 4:15. If we say Jesus is the Son of God, that is proof that Jesus reigns or lives in our hearts. Because there's a lot of people that don't even believe in him still, in spite of all the evidence. The confession of which John here speaks is not the result of a nominal faith. A nominal faith is what most people have. They just believe in Jesus because somebody else told them to. That is nominal faith. But when you get to know him as your personal Savior, that is real faith. The confession of which John here speaks is not the result of a nominal faith, but is the result of an abiding faith in the living Savior. That is a faith that lives in our hearts. The result of believing that the blessings of salvation are brought within our reach through the sufferings and death of Christ, who was raised from the dead and ever liveth to make intercession for us. Intercession means Jesus is asking God to forgive our sins. And he says if we confess them, he will pardon them. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Remember that verse now. We should feel assured or know that Jesus is our Savior and that life would not be enjoyable nor afford or give us peace and hope if he had not loved us and given himself for us. Our claim to Christ's righteousness or sinless life is without a flaw. Without a flaw means that it is perfectly okay. If we meet the conditions upon which it is promised, period. And the condition is obedience to the Ten Commandments. Ask your mama and daddy to explain the Ten Commandments to you this afternoon, children. God has bestowed upon us or given us all heaven in one rich gift. And whatever the gift includes or whatever comes with the promise is ours if we accept Christ as our personal Savior. Speak of Jesus. Educate the tongue to speak of his mercy, to tell of his power, showing forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Tell others about Jesus' love for you. Christian youth, you are a spectacle, or as an actor on a stage, unto the world, to angels and to men. Somebody is watching you. Be brave in God, put on the whole armor of God, and let unbelievers about you see that your life is not spoiled because you stand loyal and true to all the commandments of God. You can be, and God requires you to be, a decided or special witness for him. We need to dwell, in this case, think carefully on the words of courage that Christ spoke to his disciples toward the close of his ministry. though a cruel death was just before him, Christ's words to his followers were full of hope. He desired to bring all the comfort possible to their hearts. Let us be strong in him. Sons and Daughters of God, page 89. In our verse again, three times. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God, 1 John 4:15. Another version says, everyone who says openly that Jesus is the Son of God has God in him and is in God. And yet another version says, God lives in those who tell others that Jesus is the Son of God, and they live in God. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Well, dear ones, next week we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, Lazarus Comfort, part seven. We will also end our studies on Lazarus Comfort. So please have your question prepared or your poem or whatever it is you have to share with your brothers and sisters, dear one. It could be sent before Thursday and Friday as the latest of this upcoming Sabbath. If any one of the dear family would like to close with prayer, little ones, mommies, daddies, or even our guests, you can unmute your mic, dear ones. If we can all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts as we go boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Lord, to give you thanks and praises, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace and leave all our cares. But especially, Father Jesus, in this lesson that we have just read, help us to be able to see beyond just the natural, Father. Help us to be able to remember that the one that we are praying for and we are asking and pleading for is our Creator, not only Lord and Savior, but He's also our God. We have, dear Lord, limited who you are by many of the doctrines that people may be able to have in their mind or what they believe. But help us that we may be able to search the scripture and to learn more of thee and to come to the fullness of the knowledge of who you are. Father, we ask forgiveness for all sins done in this tabernacle. We ask, dear Lord, to forgive us for our ignorance. Help us that we may be able to walk day by day closer and draw closer to your will and to leave our fleshly desire behind, Father Jesus, remembering that we are, like we just learned in the children's story time section, we are a spectacle in this world. We ask, dear Lord, that you will send your covering upon us. We are buildings that are in construction, Father Jesus, and we do not want to leave any of the precious stones away from thee. We ask that your covering of your righteousness and your blood be upon us, that we may safely lead many souls at your feet. Be with us doing this service, Father Jesus, and the service that are coming ahead. May you bless the speaker. May you place calls from the altar upon our dear Elder Rob and anyone that would like to share what they have learned and what they have understood. May you guide each one of us to leave our hearts open that the seed of the Word of God may be able to be planted, allowing the Holy Spirit to bring understanding. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our part two review, chapter 58, Lazarus Comfort, and that will be held on March 2nd, 2019. We hope and pray everyone was blessed by the reading, and may you continue with the activities. If there's any question with your children, or they can be able to also bring it forth in the time of our review, may you all have a blessed and restful Sabbath, everyone.